My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 10th, 2015. Robin, would you state your full name, please?
Robin Siegfried.
Do you have a middle name?
No.
Really?
Used to. Got rid of it.
Is that true?
Yes.
You didn't like it?
No, is that when I came out of college, I was always known as Robin, but my real name was Robert. And so when I started working in the same town as my father, everybody started calling me Robert or Bobby. And I was never known as that. And all my papers I had to sign legally said Robert and Bobby, and that went that way. So finally I said, I'm known as Robin. I went down and changed it. No middle initial, Robin Siegfried.
Interesting story. What is your date of birth?
12-16-48.
December 1648, and so your present age would be?
66.
And we're recording this here in the recording facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com in Tulsa. Where were you born?
In Tulsa at St. John's Hospital.
And your family has a connection to St. John's Hospital.
We do.
Which I will get into. Your education quickly here. Elementary, where did you go to school?
I went to Marquette. Then I went to Cashia Hall. And then I went to the University of Oklahoma.
You graduated from the University of Oklahoma in what year?
72.
I think you became a member of the Board of Regents there, too, didn't you?
Not in 72, but I did later.
Yeah. And weren't you chairman of the
yes.
Board of Regents at one
yes.
time? How many years did you serve there?
I served 7. They asked me to re-up, and I said I'd had enough. Time for somebody else to do it.
What was your degree in at OU?
Just business with a major in management and finance.
What did you do then after college?
I went to work for Nordam.
So you went right to work. And how did you get involved and how did you work in the family business? What did you do there?
Nordam was fledgling at that time. It only was a year old or so. And it had really no products. But it was a method for my brother and I to have our own thing if it succeeded, rather than go into the family business, which was insurance. So I was kind of the outside guy, developing markets, developing new programs that we could bid upon and manufacture.
And I want to get into some of that later on. Let's go back to the very beginning and talk about your grandfather, who would be Ray H. Siegfried. What was his middle name?
Henry.
Okay. I believe he came out of Pennsylvania.
He did.
Can you talk to us about what brought him here and a little bit about that?
This was my father's father. And my father, Bobby, was an only child of him. My grandfather, Ray, was one of 12 children, and he was the youngest. And his mother could not keep him because they were too poor. His father, as we understand it, was a drunken train bum. And he was never home, but he was a hobo, you might say, is what we know it. So my grandfather's mother put him in a foster home because she couldn't take care of him. This would be Ray's mother put him in a foster home, which was a Catholic nun-based facility. So that's when he became a real Christian and a Catholic. And he knew that there was jobs to be had in Texas in the oil business. His father, being a hobo, he learned from him how to hobo, and he was going to do that on his way to Texas. He became a telegraph operator to make enough money to buy his next ticket to the next train stop. And then he'd telegraph operate for some money until the next ticket came. He worked his way, and the train stopped in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. And I think it was Kiefer, Oklahoma, around Sepulpa somewhere. He got a job as an office boy for a company called the Texas Company, which now, as we know, is Texaco. He became an office boy, and he kind of liked Sepulpa in the area. There was some oil there, so he never made it to Texas. He fell in love with this lady who was the singer and piano player in a bar in Sepulpa. And that became his wife later on.
And her name was?
Her name was Ruth. I don't know her maiden name.
I think I have it here, McBride. Ruth McBride.
And that was my middle name.
Oh, really?
McBride.
Oh, well, that's a nice name. You should have kept it.
Yeah.
All right. So then he gets married to Ruth, and what's happening to him
so,
then?
He always had a gift of gab. He could sell anything, I guess. He went to work selling insurance for a guy named Tom Braniff, who was running an airline mainly for the mail. Mr. Braniff also had this insurance company, so long story short, Mr. Braniff became more interested in his personal time running an airline and flying as a pilot than the insurance. So eventually my grandfather bought the insurance agency from Tom Braniff, and Mr. Braniff spent full time in the airline. He changed that to Siegfried Insurance.
We should connect the name, of course. That was Braniff Airlines we're talking about. And there were other people around that were pretty instrumental in life. I think W.K. Warren and L.F. Rooney, founder of Manhattan Construction Company, they all kind of ran together, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Mr. Warren Sr. and my grandfather were great friends. When Mr. Rooney died, he was his best friend, and he was at his deathbed, which was at the top of the Mayo Hotel where he lived and died there.
Mr. Rooney lived up there?
Yes.
At the top of the Mayo Hotel?
Yes.
Lived and died there?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Wow.